This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
New York City, which means that with any luck at all, it's time for this. Moorish. Orthodox. Radio. Crusade. Anarchism for the global city. Radical environmentalism for the concrete jungle. Esoteric explorations of the secret history of rebel culture. The Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. Every Tuesday at midnight after the news, only on listener-supported, non-commercial WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. Be there.
حتى نلقى عين البرني هل زين اللي عذبني شتها بالابصار واللي غفره مهني ما دركوا اخبار للزين اللي شت ويا مسا من اللي شت وانا غيس انا عظم رايه تنس عقلي صار شطايا أرض يا ورام الخلدات الوسع وكثر الضايا رهايا بخاطر بخده وسجلوا العماري يا قلت لها يا طاولة الرايا يا قرصان اللي بحري يا هذا القول اللي كنت يا ما تواتي لشكاي تتمشى مشي يا دوخي تتما يحفظ داي تتمشى مشي يا دوخي بايو جمارك برعي ويطوى بكم الاثنين يا ما عندهم ذنب قوين يا مار سايق بالقوم يا نطوي يا مار بطفولة تنقاي يا مار ياك حمد بين حرات استاظلنا هذا الليل اللي في العرم خلى دينا ومحارم كل ليلة ونهاية من القدس بيت خائم مالكني عقاي بكل ما نشرح يا معناها ماشي من ولا مولاها غير اللي طالب يقراها بالطلبة الحرايم يا مار للحرية تنقل متنقلها بكرام اللبكاين يا رها يا
you roundly, but you can fight them. Just pound them soundly.
Thank you. All right. That wheel of karma goes round and round. Sometimes you're up, friend. Sometimes you're down. That's me. I'm coming back as a slug. No doubt about it. I can just feel it coming on. I can sort of feel myself turning into a slug already. I'm not even dead yet. This is the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade and listener-supported non-commercial WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. My name is Bill Weinberg, and, the music that we opened with, the top of the hour there, listeners might recall that it sounded just like the Bedouin music from Oran, Algeria, that we played a couple of weeks back. And you want to know why? Because that's what it was. But it's from a different disc. It's from a disc entitled, before I tell you the name of the disc, I'll tell you that this has actually got a little bit more information. This is recorded by one Sheikh Hamada in Oran, Algeria, back in the 1920s, if you can believe that. And it's on a disc entitled The Secret Museum of Mankind, Music of North Africa, Ethnic Music Classics, 1925-48. And there's this wonderful, wonderful picture on the cover of these Bedouin cats playing looks like the gaita, the North African oboe, and drums in their traditional regalia way back in the 1920s. So this is a whole series, these Secret Museum of Mankind discs. I've just got one, Music of North Africa, but they've got them from literally all over the world. I don't know how many they put out in this series, but quite a few. Series edited by Pat Conte, about whom we'll have more to say later. And there is a theme here, because immediately after that we went into the one and only Wretched Refuse String Band with their huge hit, The Wheel of Karma. And, of course, the reason we're playing all this tonight is because, like some other shows have on WBAI in the 10 days since his passing, we're bidding a fond farewell to one of our culture heroes here on the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade, Richard Schulberg, better known to the world at large as Citizen Kafka, or Sid Kafka, as he'd like to be known. And Citizen Kafka had a show here on WBAI back in the early 1980s called The Citizen Kafka Show, which I never heard because I wasn't really listening to BAI that much back in the early 80s. I was listening to it a little bit, but I wasn't a real fanatic. I kind of became a BAI fanatic in the mid to late 80s. So unfortunately, I missed The Citizen Kafka Show. Maybe somebody has got some archives lying around. People who fanatically taped on cassette back in the day, I'd love to hear some of the Citizen Kafka Show. But then later on, in I believe probably late 80s to early 90s, for a year or two, Sid Kafka teamed up with Pat Conte, and they did a show entitled The Secret Museum of the Air, in which they did the real serious archival pack rat ethnographic trip. And the both of them, Pat Conte and Richard Schulberg, were fanatical collectors of rare 78s. Remember vinyl? Remember vinyl? Some of the old fogies out there, remember vinyl? They used to print records on this stuff called vinyl. 78s from way back in the day. And they had not only way back in the day, but from all over the world. They had this tremendous collection, and they did this great show called The Secret Museum of the Air, which unfortunately only lasted for a couple of years here on WBAI. I'm not entirely sure what those years were, but I do remember hearing that. That show I listened to and liked a great deal. Probably it was around 1991, if I had to guess. And then they made the nice transition to WFMU, when they got I believe they got booted from BAI, or maybe they just decided they'd be more happy at WFMU. But in any event, they went to FMU, and their show lasted longer there. I think it lasted a good 5 or 6 years at WFMU. So even though, you know, I can't claim to be a fanatical collector of rare 78s from all over the world, and I don't even have any technology to play 78s on, or any vinyl at all, in fact, much to my chagrin, I do sort of feel like, you know, I'm standing on the shoulders of Richard Schulberg and Pat Conte and the Secret Museum of the Air, because we sort of attempt to do the same thing around here of playing rare music from around the world and diverse, ethnicities and cultures from all over the planet. Not exclusively with a focus on old stuff the way they did, although we play a lot of old stuff too, like that music from Oran, Algeria that we played a couple of weeks back. Of course, when I present this kind of music, I'm basically getting it secondhand from the real serious archivists like Pat Conte and Citizen Kafka and Peter Lamborn Wilson and Carl Holtberg and the Rudy Blesch Ragtime Society and other assorted sources. I'm just the guy who sort of, they're the ones who do the original research, so to speak, and actually collect the vinyl. And, actually, Peter doesn't collect vinyl, but he has got a lot of very interesting music. A lot of actually on cassette tapes. He's one of those real old school types like me who still uses cassette tapes. But certainly Citizen Kafka and Pat Conte were real, real, real serious archivists. And when I play this stuff on the air, I'm usually, you know, dipping into their work. You know, they've already gone through all these old 78s and culled the very, very best. And then I cull what I want to play on the radio from what they've already culled from their massive collection. So in addition to this, archival work that they did, they were both quite accomplished musicians on their own. Both had bluegrass bands. Pat Conte's band was called the Canebrake Rattlers, and they were more real fastidious interpreters of the old-timey tradition. They're really sort of not even bluegrass so much as pre-grass. They were really, doing the stuff from before Bill Monroe, and they were really trying to get an authentic sound and make it sound exactly the way it sounded back in the 1920s, kind of in the tradition, of being authentic revivalists like the new Lost City Ramblers were 20 or 30 years before Pat Conte and the Canebrake Rattlers. But Citizen Kafka's band, on the other hand, which we just heard, the Wretched Refuse String Band, they were much more in the David Bromberg tradition of sort of, loose, hippie, tongue-in-cheek, trippy, drug-influenced acid grass, as it were. Acid bluegrass. Also coming out of the Pete Stamfell tradition, who people remember as the guiding force behind, little known guiding force behind the Fugs, particularly their first couple of albums, and then later, behind the, what was the name of that crazy, crazy band, the Holy Modal Rounders, that's right. And they played together, in fact, Pete Stamfell and Citizen Kafka and Pat Conte all jammed together back in the day. So hail and farewell, Citizen Kafka. You know, I wish I had their one, that is to say, the Wretched Refuse String Bands, I wish I had their one CD that they managed to put out. From what I was able to glean on the internet, they only did put out one CD. Unfortunately, I don't have it. I sure wish I did. If anybody out there has got the one CD from the Wretched Refuse String Band, or if you know that I'm wrong and they put out more than one CD, please help the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade out. We will give this some airplay. If you can actually help us out and give us the music, We will consider this program to be a merely preliminary tribute to Citizen Kafka, and then we can do a more complete tribute on some future date. So Pat Conte, by the way, carries on. He continues to put out, I believe, he's continuing to put out occasionally these discs in the Secret Museum of Mankind tradition. I don't believe that he's still playing live music these days anymore. I don't believe that the Canebrake Rattlers are extant, but Pat is extant, fortunately, and let's hope he stays extant for many, 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 many years to come. He still maintains the Secret Museum of Mankind, that is to say, his huge collection of 78s in his basement somewhere out in Long Island. So big shout out to you, Pat Conte, if you're listening tonight. I know, you know, I've got his record, the Canebrake Rattlers record, around somewhere on, I think I transferred it from vinyl to cassette, but never to CD, but I couldn't quite find it. But that's all right, because really tonight's Citizen Kafka's night. But, you know, failing to find more than one song of Citizen Kafka, I figured we'd delve into the Secret Museum of Mankind, even though this is really a Pat Conte effort rather than a Citizen Kafka effort. But when it was a radio show, the Secret Museum of the Air, it was definitely a collaboration between the two of them. And it was right on WBAI before it moved to WFMU. So, and it's really, really, really great stuff. It's really, I think I played some of it, this record, before a few years back, but we're going to hear more of it today, tonight, as a part of our tribute to Citizen Kafka. Hail and farewell, Citizen Kafka. Definitely one of our culture heroes. And also, he had a great hairstyle. And if anybody has ever seen Citizen Kafka and seen me, they'll know why I think he had a great hairstyle. Although mine is bigger. My beard, that is. I have a bigger, bushier beard than he did, at least at the moment. I tend to let it get bushy in the winter, and I've kind of become attached to it, so it's actually bushier than it's been in years now. But anyway, quite a stage presence Citizen Kafka had with his beard and his shaved head and his violin. He played the violin, played the fiddle, and he played it damn well, very, very authentically, despite the fact that, like I say, the Wretched Refuse String Band, as you might glean from their name, was kind of a tongue-in-cheek, you know, sort of an acid grass outfit. They had their chops down. Unlike the Fogs, they could really play their instruments. And that's no offense to Pete Stamfell, because he was sort of an honorary Fog, and they kind of brought him in because, you know, the other Fogs, you know, that is to say, Thule and Ed, they really couldn't play their instruments. I mean, they were kind of brilliant personalities and poets and so on, but they really couldn't play their instruments. But Citizen Kafka could play. Man, could he play that fiddle? He could play it really, really well. And the Wretched Refuse String Band, they really had their chops down. And even if they weren't strict authenticists, the way if that's a word, the way his buddy Pat Conte and the Canebrake Rattlers were, they weren't just a joke band either. They were even though they were very, very funny, hilariously funny, knee-slapping funny, they weren't just a joke band. They could play. They could play their instruments in a real high lonesome bluegrass kind of style. So man, would I love to hear more of those guys. So once again, if anybody can help out the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade with the one CD that Citizen Kafka and the Wretched Refuse String Band put out, give us a call. Call my voicemail, please, and help us out. My number is 212-631-1115, 212-631-1115. I noticed that somebody is trying to call in to the live studio line, and guess what? We're not taking phone calls tonight. Oh, now there's two of you trying to get the call in. Guess what? We're not taking phone calls tonight. No, no, no. Next week we'll take phone calls, not tonight. So if you can help us out one more time with a copy of the Wretched Refuse String Band's CD, call me at 212. You, hang up. Hang up and call my voicemail, 212-631-1115. That's better. Thank you very much. So we'll hear some more of the Secret Museum of Mankind. A shout-out to my good buddy, David Bloom, who came through for me in a pinch and downloaded that one song that we heard from the Wretched Refuse String Band from YouTube, which is how we happened to hear it, and a very rockin', rollicking, spontaneous version of their mega hit in the New York folk music circuit, Wheel of Karma. All right. So thanks, David Bloom. It's 12:30 in the morning on Listener Supported, non-commercial, WBAI 99.5 FM here in New York City. My name is Bill Weinberg, and this is the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. And what else did I want to say? I noticed somebody's still trying to call in. You people never get it, do you? When I want to take phone calls, you've all got stage fright. And when I say I'm not taking phone calls, you all just inundate the call-in lines. What is with you people? I just can't figure you guys out. You never fail to flabbergast me. Something else that never fails to flabbergast me is the way the technology around WBAI is constantly in a state of deterioration. It never gets any better. It only gets worse. So, you know, you people complain about how I make glitches on the board. Oh, you poor babies. I know it must be terribly painful to listen to me. That's why you all tune in every Tuesday night, of course, because you're all masochists. Well, here I am now fighting the controls of the computer here in the studio to try to get information to give you all about upcoming events. And it's been taken over by viruses. And all of these boxes keep on opening up and flashing and taking over the screen, insisting that I download some kind of urgently important program to eliminate spyware or something. And, of course, you know, you do that. And, of course, what is it? It's spyware. Of course, it's not a program to eliminate spyware. It's spyware. So, man, oh, man, has this computer system got serious glitches and viruses, and you actually try to load the page that you want the information on, and slower than molasses. So thank goodness I've got a lot of music to play while I call up the information. Here, have I got everything I need at my fingertips now? I've been battling the controls here for ever since I got on the air a half an hour ago, trying to just call up a few basic web pages. You know, something which should take like a minute is taking me a half an hour. Something is like wrong. I'm just putting this out there into the ether, hoping that the responsible party is listening tonight, whoever you may be. I'm not going to mention any names. All right, let's see. I note that I'm going to announce it now just because we're talking about Citizen Kafka tonight. Although it's not going to be until May 9th. But on May 9th, there is going to be a tribute to Citizen Kafka at the Jalopy, which is in Brooklyn, it says. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's in Red Hook. So maybe we'll have a chance to announce this again. But meanwhile, when I say it's in Brooklyn, it says the it in question is the Independent. They actually ran a the English daily newspaper. The Independent actually ran English, meaning not English language, but English as in British, as in from England. London Independent, I guess it is, right? They ran an obit. Can you believe it? They ran an obit to WBAI's own Citizen Kafka. To the best of my knowledge, the New York Times here in New York has yet failed to do so. So I would say something is remiss I think the New York Times ought to get on the ball and run an obit for the one and only Richard Schulberg. Forgive me, New York Times, if you already did, and I just missed it. But I did a web search, and it didn't come up, so I don't think you did. But big ups to The Independent for not only over there on the other side of the pond running an obit for WBAI's very own Citizen Kafka, but even announcing that there's going to be a tribute to him at the Jalopy in Brooklyn, New York, I believe in Red Hook, on May 9th. So we'll have time to announce that again. So hopefully we'll sinister viruses. To read you about some events which we will not have time to announce again, so I really should announce tonight. Okay, still battling the controls here. Battling the controls. Okay, first and foremost, our good friend Steve Ben Israel is going to be resurrecting once again his one-man show entitled Nonviolent Executions. Seemingly paradoxical title, which has also got a seemingly paradoxical kicker of a seance to contact the living. Yeah, I know just what he means by that, too. And for those of you who did not hear Steve Ben Israel on Bob Fass, I believe it was last week, or haven't heard him on this radio show, I believe he's made definitely one, perhaps two appearances on the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. He's going to be performing at a place called the Theater Lab. He's going to be performing Nonviolent Executions at a place called the Theater Lab, which is at 137 West 14th Street. Here in Manhattan, four performances, Thursday through Sunday, March 26th through March 29th. And it says that Steve Ben Israel was a longtime member of the Living Theater and worked with the company from the early 60s to the late 70s. He was a performer in their seminal works, The Brig, Frankenstein, and Paradise Now. He toured throughout Europe, America, North Africa, and escaped from Brazil when the Living Theater was imprisoned there during the military dictatorship. He then worked to free them, and the group returned to bring their work back to the States. His current show, Nonviolent Executions, in his current show, Nonviolent Executions, he brings together his background in jazz, the stand-up comedy scene of the Greenwich Village Renaissance of the 50s, and the Living Theater's world travels. He currently lives in New York City, where he holds seances to contact the living. Ha ha ha. Nonviolent Execution, Steve Ben Israel's one-man show, is his latest seance to contact the living. A series of short takes combining humor, poetry, stories of rare poignancy, and his virtuosic acting abilities. Nonviolent Executions is an evening of entertainment and with extraordinary intelligence and heart. I second that. And there's a great picture of Steve on the Theater Lab website holding up a banner saying "Peace Now" with a big peace sign on it at one of our anti-war marches here in New York City, with a great big smile on his face, wearing his shades and his funky 70s style kind of disco cap. So you're going to want to check this out. Nonviolent Executions, written and performed by Steve Ben Israel. 2007 Obie Award winner, by the way, for, once again, his work with the Living Theater, their revival of their very controversial and classic work, The Brig, which got them into big trouble when they performed it here in New York in the 1950s, concerning military torture and brutality, as it does. And they revived it at a very all too appropriate historical juncture, I believe it was last year. And Steve was one of the producers or directors and won an Obie for it. So you're going to want to check him out. One more time, that's going to be Steve Ben Israel's Nonviolent Executions, Thursday through Sunday, March 26th through 29th, at the Theater Lab, 137 West 14th Street. Show starts at 8 p.m., You want more information? Go to the Theater Lab website, which is theaterlabnyc.com. Theater spelled the American way, not the British way. Theaterlabnyc.com. Or give them a call at 212. Got your pencil sharpened? 929-2545. That's 212-929-2545. And, what they're asking is more than you would pay for a movie in Manhattan, but I would say it's far more worthwhile than the latest Hollywood schlock. And it's not a lot more than you pay for a movie. But it is more than you pay for a movie. There, just to give you a rough approximation of the price, since I am legally constrained from actually giving the precise price, because this is listener-supported, non-commercial radio. Okay, fix PC errors. No, don't want to fix PC errors. Go away, go away, go away. Ugh, this computer has been taken over. Oh, God. You know, BAI is really... All right, I'm going to have more to say about this some other night. I'm not going to kvetch tonight. I'll kvetch... It's too late. I have kvetched. Let me rephrase that. I'm not going to kvetch a lot tonight. Just enough. I'll do a lot of kvetching some other night. Let's see. Did I have anything else to announce? I would be far less discombobulated if the computer was not going bananas on me. I might even be combobulated if the computer was not going absolutely ungapachket on me. Oh, God. I hate technology. I just hate it. The world was so much better off before the digital revolution. I can't begin to tell you how strongly I feel that way. All right. Oh, yeah. Here's the other. Finally, I got the page. Right. The page. Right. I have plenty of time to announce this again. But the Left Forum is going to be happening at Pace University the weekend of April 17th through 19th. And there's going to be a lot of forums at the Left Forum, or fora at the Left Forum, or panels. There you go. So as not to be redundant. Lots of panels at the Left Forum about all sorts of things, which I will probably take very strong issue with, and I'm going to probably want to show up at many of these panels and bring metaphorical tomatoes to throw at the non-metaphorical leftist talking heads. But I am also going to be among these leftist talking heads. I'm going to be speaking on two panels at the Left Forum. So all of the many, many people out there who are detractors of Bill Weinberg, well, this is your big opportunity to show up and bring your own metaphorical or even literal tomatoes. But if they're literal, I just ask to, you know, make sure that they're good and ripe. Because, you know, I mean, you hit somebody in the eye with a tomato which isn't quite ripe, and you can really hurt him, you know, so let's keep it all good, clean fun. But seriously, I encourage all of my detractors to show up and give me a hard time. By all means, please. I'm going to be on two different panels. The one which, see if I can find it here. The one I would like to announce, maybe I should not try to find it here. Let's not tempt fate by actually trying to click on anything on the computer screen when I actually have all the information I absolutely need in front of me. All right, next week I'll tell you about the panel which I'm going to be on about supporting the civil resistance movements in Iraq. But you can find it yourself by going to leftforum.org. If you have a computer which actually works, unlike the one here at WBAI, you can go to www.leftforum.org and find out what panel I'm going to be speaking at so you can show up and throw tomatoes. Yes! Once again, that's leftforum.org, and there's going to be lots of other very interesting panels as well, most of which I'm going to strenuously disagree with. Once again, that's going to be the 2009 Left Forum, April 17th through 19th at Pace University, which is across from City Hall at 1 Pace Plaza. Registration is now open. To register for the Left Forum, you have to pay considerably more than you would pay for a movie in Manhattan. But that gets you in for the whole weekend, three nights and two full days, I should say, right? Because there's going to be the opening bash on Friday the 17th, right? So hopefully we'll have the opportunity to hash out some things at the Left Forum. If it isn't good for that, I don't know what it's good for. But I'm going to be there, so maybe see you there. And I'll have the opportunity to announce that again. But that's enough yapping for a while. Why don't we hear some more from the Secret Museum of Mankind, Music of North Africa, Ethnic Music Classics, 1925-48. Okay, so we already heard Sheikh Hamada from Algeria, Bedouin music from Iran, recorded back in the 1920s. Why don't we hear something from Morocco? No. Okay. Befuddled by technology once again. One more time. Morocco.
Hey, Sheikh Khalifa.
Rain on the حظك رايب دايت ململ ما تم زينك بالبعد حبك جاني عالغفلة اهزين الحفلة اهنا حبك جاني عالغفلة منوصف زينك هطفلة منوصف زينك هطفلة منوصف زينك هطفلة منوصف زينك هطفلة باللي نقوله باللي نشطل ما تم زينك بالبعض ما تم زينك اه ولا تم ترخي متعينك الفجر تلحف شبينك الفجر تلحف شبينك الفجر تلحف شبينك الفجر تلحف شبينك والليل بشعرك يتكحل ما تم زينك مزينك في المحفل ما تم مزينك في المحفل ما تم مزينك في المحفل عالسودة والشبر مزام
من بعدك نعيش مرار ولا بقت لي حياة جديدة ولا بقت لي يا للا يا للا لو كان طعم المحبة كار هذا العذاب ربي ما يريده يلي فيك دموع كم عاية يلي فيك دموع كم عاية يلي فيك دموع كم عاية على فراقي بان مشكاية Thank you.
البلدادي.
I don't know what he said, but I sure agree. Okay, that was the gaita, of course. That was the North African oboe. And boy, do I love that sort of constipated duck on acid sound, that really manic, shrill, nasal, trance-inducing gaita sound. Man, do I love it. That was, all right, I don't really know much. The liner notes will tell you more. The liner notes are very long. So I'm just going to read you the names of the artists and the country that they're from. That was from Libya. Obviously, some very deep traditional stuff. A guy by the name of Kamus and Bugadi. And before that, obviously, in a more classical and refined kind of sound, was Z. El Fassia and Troupe from Morocco. Before that, also from Morocco, Raul Giorno. And we started out the set with Noria from Tunisia. So why don't we keep going? Okay, we've got something else coming from Algeria coming up next, a guy by the name of Kudiche. So let's see what he sounds like. What, are we up to cut six? I believe we're up to cut six, yes. Hit it.
يا من درايا عيوني واد الهوى منين جاكم من درايا عيوني واد الهوى من انجاكم وفي القيلة تحرقوني اللي نقصر علي واكون وفي القايلة تحرقوني في اللي نقصر علي واكون قلبي بالحب صار مبني قلبي بالحب صار مبني متزول لعب اليوف ما يوجد سلوان الدمع من العيون تسني الدمع من العيون تسني عقلي مخطوف راه كل ليلة سهران غاب علي خيال مولي أنا المضرور من هواته الغزلان يبطى عني خيال مولي
إلا كانت في ذات ليل ونجت في حسنات جمع الليلة
وكان الله رجيلا ففي دار البعيد دعونا في
Okay, that was Abu Bakr and Omar from Sudan doing a song called Leila Kanat. And unfortunately, you know, I was looking through the liner notes, very intriguing stuff, looking from the liner notes, not finding any information about Abu Bakr and Omar in the liner notes. Don't know what culture in Sudan they're from, presumably from the north, presumably Arabic. But I'm sure intrigued. I'd love to know more. Well, anyway, why don't we continue on now back to Algeria with Sheikha Zohira Rilizania. Perhaps more of that extremely, once again, very trance-inducing vocal music from the Bedouins of Oran. Perhaps let's... give it a listen while I see if I can glean anything from the liner notes about... Whoops, here we go. About Sheikha Zohira Rilizania. No, I like her.
كان احنا يا خطاير سيد الجوج انت ربطتني في حبس قصبة حبستني سرت الليل سبايا محنتي في عصر غاية الهجايب ويا لك اليوم عندي انزهق أو راح الخاطر فيه ويحق عند الجوجين القيت أبو دمع الحسايد قلت لها خير المرابط أك حضرتنا ولا أطبل خطاب ساعي فرج علم القضاء ويأطبر رايم للبايب يسع المغلوب ينغلب ويبنك زايب أخي وتعاوض الخبر أظهر قاعد الحين وياه قالت خويا لا تلومني وفي هذي غالبوني جماعتي لا تحافيني بيتي والمؤمن ينصايب قلت لها يا ظلم رابطة حضرتنا ولات بالخبر السعي فرج عالم القضاء ويأفر عام للبيب الساع المغلوب ينغلب وعيبنا كذيب أخويا وتعاود الخبر كان احنا خطايا يا رياوي عيت نصبر في قلبي ما أصبر غير محيا مني على يا الغر بعد ما ننسى ونتفكر صادوني عين محاين أخويا وتعاود الخبر أعظر قاز حاين دل قمري عاود يصبر كان احنا يا خطاير
Okay, here's what Pat Conte has to say about the genre of the Oran music in his liner notes. The colonial province of Orané, if I'm pronouncing it correctly, western Algeria, was a hotbed of musical activity and recording performances by the 1920s. For many Oranai of Little Paris, the soul of Algerian country music was the foundation for the popular selling discs that often found their way as brisk-selling exportables through the dockside at Oran. Sheikh Hamada, who we heard earlier this evening, and others of his ilk, lend us a picture of staunch traditional values evident on dozens of discs that were reflective of that society's guardian class. So protectors of the ancient traditional culture against the onslaught of French hegemony, one would assume. That Hamada was fully accepted as non-subversive by French rulers is debatable. His own son was executed by colonial authorities. Following a much more rural-sounding course, we hear the Sheikh Zuzu, once billed as the inimitable Oranai singer. Okay, now, have we heard any Sheikh Zuzu yet? Let's see if I can find the Sheikh Zuzu. Where's Sheikh Zuzu? I don't know. Let's just keep on going. I'm just going to keep on going with the cuts which I flagged as the ones which are absolutely irresistible. So, there's Sheikh Zuzu. Why don't we hear Sheikh Zuzu just because I mentioned Sheikh Zuzu? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here, let's hear Sheikh Zuzu. Hit it, guys.
سكت حبيب القلب لعلما نلتي تركت حبيب القلب لا المال التي ولكن جناد بن يؤدي للطرف أرض شريك في المحبة في بنانا وإيمان قلبي ليملوا إلى الشكي بقيت ما هم ومن في رفع وطاني بقيت ما هم
Don't you just love the snap, crackle, pop of old vinyl? That is the sound of authenticity. Love it, love it, love it. Can't get enough. Sorry if you people are too digitally conditioned to appreciate this stuff, but your loss, I say. Okay, from the liner notes, following a much more rural-sounding chorus, we hear the Sheik Zuzu, once billed as the inimitable Oronai singer from circa 1925. Continuing in the tradition that carried over from the turn of the century on some of the earliest known recordings of Maghrebi music in the vertical cut days. We hear the mandoline or kuwaitira, the instrument borrowed directly from the Mediterranean West, often as a bowlback or, though rarely, as a tenor mandola. Well, I believe that's what our friend Moali Lech plays. It would be the tenor mandola. Zuzu's piece follows a prescribed form borrowing from the classical nauba, albeit much abbreviated for the standards of recording duration, while the opening flourish ad dira, followed by an antiphonal exchange between singer and instrumentalist, and thirdly finds the melody doubled by both, rising in fervor yet cut short midstream, as often happened on old records. I'm not going to read any more because this is a little bit too technical for me. I should be better versed in this stuff than I am. And anyway, I'd like to keep going with music. So here, why don't we go back to Morocco now with Rice Boud Jema. That's cut 16. 1, 2, 3, 4, 13, 14, 15, 16. Hit it.
لا 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 دا ولا لا 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 دا لا لا لا
لا لا لا لا دا ولا لا 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 لا
ندوش كيرم زاك وخصن لا 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 دا ولا لا راك شعر قدي قلتي ولا لا 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 دا ولا لا
لا لا لا لا دا ولا لا
ماكش تاعك قادي قلت الصرف لا 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 فيه تاعك قادي عمركش لا 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 وريلي ورقازي لانت من لا 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 لا
لا لا لا لا لا لا لا لا لا لا
ندوش كي غنزهب وخصان لا 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 ولا ينام القندان غيظا لا 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 لا
لا لا لا لا لا لا لا لا لا لا
وحال مو نفسي ديغان موين قلقص ربي العظيم وكنت وانا قال حبيبي نور تنسى وانا قال حبيبي نور تنسى
لا 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 لا
بابا وعزاك لابا ورنسني حبابا الله غفظ الحب ورنسني حبابا الله غفظ الحب وعزاك
لابا وعزاك لابا
وعزاك لابا وعزاك لابا حرمه ويسن لنا بقد حرمة ويسن لنا بقد وعزاك لابا وعزاك لابا حرمة انت وبيت للشيط وليصة يا حبيب ردك نمونا شكو طوبيل وعزاك لابا وعزاك لابا حرمة انت وبيت للشيط وليصة يا حبيب ردك نمونا شكو طوبيل
وعزاك لابا وعزاك لابا
وعزاك لابا وعزاك لابا
وتهيطو شي لابا
Okay, two from Morocco, from Chica Reno et sa troupe. And now we move on to Tunisia with Amar El Badhou, Hassan El Ayari. I think those are that's a collaboration between the two of them, right? Let's see what they sound like. Rocking out to Tunisia in the 1920s. Oh, yeah. There's that great constipated duck on acid sound again. But I note from the liner notes that Pat Conte does not refer to the North African reed pipe, as he calls it, or oboe, as a gaita, which is the term that I know, but as a zukra, which I assume is related to zurna, which is the Turkish variant of the same instrument. Now we continue across the, in the few moments we have left of us, across the Sahara Desert, down from the coast to the cultural crossroads city of Timbuktu. Thank you. There's an authentic desert blues for you, Em. Well, it sounded like it could have been out of the Mississippi Delta, but it wasn't. It was an anonymous Tuareg elder in Timbuktu performing a Yali war song on